Hi, everyone. I'm Julia Przedworski, but feel free to call me Jules. It's great to be here today. And I'm going to be presenting some, actually, if anyone read the abstracts that go along with this presentation, this is going to be slightly different from that. It's going to be longitudinal data, which is really exciting for me because we've been waiting for these longitudinal data for 4 years. So I'm going to be talking about a study that I've been involved with for a couple of years, looking at the mental health and well-being of sexual minority medical students in U.S. medical schools. Okay, so for this audience, it shouldn't be surprising. We know that sexual orientation is associated with mental health disparities. Sexual minority folks have worse mental health, including higher risk of anxiety and depression. And this is often attributed to minority stress, which is the chronic additive stress of stigma and discrimination. Now, at the same time, we know that medical students in general have high burden of mental health issues, so stress and fatigue, as well as depression and anxiety disorders. This has been connected to burnout, academic and career underperformance, and even attrition from school. So it may also disproportionately impact LGB medical students. There's also some evidence showing that medical schools can be unwelcoming to LGB students. WAMC reporter did a survey in 2007 and found that LGB medical students were, a number of them classified or characterized their medical school as a hostile environment. And also a study from 2005 found that a number of medical students concealed their sexual orientation out of fear of discrimination. Another study found that LGB physicians reported harassment in the workplace and that they were socially ostracized by colleagues. So given sort of what we know about both sexual minority populations and then medical schools and medical providers, we had a number of questions. So are there disparities in mental health by sexual orientation among population of medical students? What were their experiences of discrimination in medical school? And whether they had social support? And then how did this change over time? So we use the Medical Student Changes Study, which is cognitive habits and growth evaluation study. We never call it that. It's always called changes, so I always forget. So as I mentioned, this is a longitudinal study. We looked at a national sample of medical students as they were enrolling medical schools in the United States. 49 schools were sampled across public and private institutions and across and regionally representative as well. Students were surveyed within the first few months of their first year, and then again we went back and resurveyed them at the end of their fourth year of medical school. So the final sample was almost 4,000 students at the 49 schools, and we got actually a very high response rate for this population, so it's in the 80s longitudinal response rate. We were able to resurvey over 80%. So in this particular study, we looked at, let me back up a little bit. So the study itself is not sexual orientation. It's specific. We ask sexual orientation of respondents, but it has a much broader focus. It's a really long survey. It takes up to an hour to complete. So there's a whole bunch of information in there about different populations. I was just looking at the sexual minority students. So relevant to this study, the measures that we looked at were the PROMIS depression and anxiety scores, also everyday discrimination scale, validated measure of discrimination, and the medical outcome study social support scales. Now, of those nearly 4,000 medical students, 5% identified as LGB, and that breaks down to about 3% gay or lesbian and 2% bisexual. So nearly 200 students, approximately. Okay. So first I'm just going to show you some of the baseline data. Just so this is basically giving a snapshot of what the mental health and experiences were of LGB medical students when they were entering medical school. So here you see the coefficients for the depression scores and the anxiety scores, and we found that they had a significantly higher depression and anxiety score when compared to their heterosexual peers. We didn't find any differences in the everyday discrimination scores. But we did find that they had less social support, both in the tangible and emotional subset, than their heterosexual peers. Now, where it gets interesting is how this changed over time. So here you see sort of how it changed from year one to year four, and here you see that there's a significant disparity in depression at year one, and that got the disparity increased by year four. Interestingly, the depression scores decreased for straight students, but they stayed high for LGB students. We sort of see a similar picture with anxiety, where the disparity also increased between LGB and straight students from year one to year four. Now, one reason why we might be seeing this, given the minority stress theory, just the effects of discrimination. So as I mentioned, at baseline, we did not find a significant difference in the discrimination scores. It looks like there is, you know, a difference here, but that did not per significance. However, by year four, there was a significant difference, with LGB students reporting significantly more everyday discrimination than their straight peers. Over the 4 years, LGB students had reported consistently lower tangible social support than their straight peers. So here, it's flipped. So the higher the axis, and I should have gone back, actually. Maybe that was unclear. Let me do this again. Just so here's depression. The higher the score, the more depressive symptoms respondents have. Same with anxiety. And here with discrimination disparity as well, the higher the score, the more everyday discriminatory events. Here it's flipped. The higher the score, the more social support. So you see here that the LGB students have significantly less, and this is consistent from year one to year four, as well as with the emotional social support. We found that there were... There was a higher mental health burden among LGB medical students when we compare them to the heterosexual peers. This disparity existed in the first year, and it increased by the fourth year. Again, with discrimination, while we did not find a disparity in the first year in everyday discrimination scores, by the fourth year, there was discrimination, pointing to the fact that being consistent with studies that find that medical schools can be a hostile environment for a lot of medical students, for LGB medical students in particular. And again, less social support throughout medical school for LGB medical students. Just quickly before I get into implications, the strengths and the limitations. So it's a longitudinal study. We had a high response rate, and it was a national sample. However, even with the high response rate, it might not be generalizable to all schools and all students within the schools. We had to combine gay, lesbian, and bisexual students into one category for power concerns, so we might be obscuring differences between subpopulations. And then we also had no information on gender minority students. Okay, so what are the implications? So given these... both the higher mental health burden and the greater experiences of discrimination and lower social support, LGB medical students might face disproportionately more difficulties in school. They may burn out more. They may underperform. They may drop out of school at higher rates. This could have an impact on physician workforce diversity goals, as well as the quality of care. Now, medical schools can take steps both on the individual level and institutional level to try to improve the conditions for their LGB medical students. On the individual level, they can implement mental health promotion programs, LGB-friendly and inclusive mental health services, and providers who are trained to provide LGBT-friendly and inclusive services, as well as creating identity-safe environments for LGBT students. Then ensuring that all medical schools have non-discrimination policies, parity in partner benefits, gender-affirmative health care, making sure that there's diversity within the faculty, and then offering ally training to faculty and staff. I would like to acknowledge the Change of Study team, as well as the funding, both for the study overall from National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, and for my research from National Cancer Institute. And then I have no other financial disclosures. thank you so much for your time.